Stand, you're tipping off with an explosive basketball performance.
Kim, let's tip off with pro basketball and an explosive performance by Houston Rockets star James Harden. Harden poured in a season-high 44 points Monday night to lead the Rockets to an easy 110-95 victory over the visiting Portland Trail Blazers. The big win snapped a two-game losing streak by the Rockets and improved their record on the season to 20 wins and 7 losses. Harden was magnificent. The bearded all-star guard combined exciting drives to the basket with accurate long-range shots. Harden scored 31 points in the first half to help the Rockets take a 20-point halftime lead. The Blazers didn't threaten after that, and Harden went to the bench for good with about 4 minutes left in the game. Now, James Harden is leading the NBA in scoring, averaging 27 points a game, and he's definitely boosted his average in December. This was his NBA-leading third 40-point game this season, with all of them coming this month. After his scoring outburst against the Blazers, Harden shifted the credit to his teammates.
My teammates did a great job coming out with some energy and effort. A big lift from Corey Brewer off the bench. We played extremely hard, and that's what we have to bring every night in order to be a great team. Yeah, just trying to be in attack mode, you know, making the right plays, defensively being active, and, all of us were aggressive on defense, and that's how we got the big lead.
That's James Harden of the Houston Rockets, who is leading the NBA in scoring right now. From Houston, let's go west across the big U.S. state of Texas to San Antonio. That's where the defending NBA champion San Antonio Spurs ended a four-game losing streak with a 125-118 victory over the Los Angeles Clippers. French star Tony Parker scored 26 points for the Spurs. Tony returned to the court after missing 5 games with a hamstring injury. With the win, San Antonio improved its record to 18 victories and 11 defeats. The Clippers, meanwhile, now have a record of 19 wins and 9 losses. Just ahead in a sunny side of sports highlight for 2014, we'll look back to June when the San Antonio Spurs won their 5th National Basketball Association title.
They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association news, the San Antonio Spurs are the league champions for 2014. The Spurs dethroned the Miami Heat in resounding fashion, beating the Heat 104-87 to win the NBA Finals 4-1. Plain and simple, VOA basketball fans, the Spurs dominated this championship series. All 4 of their victories were by at least 15 points. They played a beautiful brand of unselfish basketball, working the ball around the court and shredding Miami's defense throughout the series. San Antonio's small forward, Kawhi Leonard, who more than held his own against Miami superstar LeBron James, was named the NBA Finals Most Valuable Player.
It just feels like a dream to me. This is my 2nd finals appearance in my 3rd year. I've been just progressing each year, and the team has also. Losing in the semifinals my 1st year, and then losing the championship my 2nd year, and then now winning in my 3rd year. It just makes you believe in your craft and your hard work.
Kawhi Leonard, who has been described as the future of San Antonio's franchise, is the youngest NBA Finals Most Valuable Player since his teammate Tim Duncan in 1999. That was the first of 5 NBA titles for the now 38-year-old Duncan, who has been the cornerstone of the Spurs during their great run of success the past 15 years. Here's how Tim Duncan described his latest trophy.
Very special. It was already a special day, but to do it at home, to do it with my kids and my family and my friends here, made it so much more special. Just a great experience, and a great experience for them.
Meanwhile, the 2014 NBA Finals was not a great experience for LeBron James, who was bidding for a third straight NBA title.
I mean, mixed emotions. Started off very well as a team. You know, we had a great first quarter. But from that point on, you know, they were the better team. And, you know, that's why they're the champions in 2014.
Once again, the NBA champions in 2014 are the San Antonio Spurs. The Spurs also won the NBA title in 1999, 2003, 2005, and 2007. This latest championship was sweet revenge for San Antonio, which lost a hard-fought seven-game series to Miami in the 2013 NBA Finals. Tim Duncan and some of the other Spurs players felt like they let that series slip away from them, especially in Game 6, where they blew a lead late in the game.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
Thanks to Kembe, the Congolese giant retired in 2009 after 18 seasons in the NBA. Big Dikembe now enjoys NBA action as a fan. Earlier this month, he met British Royals Prince William and his wife Kate on the sidelines of a game between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Brooklyn Nets in New York City. Our Daybreak Africa sportsman Mark Ouma joins us now with more sports news. And Mark kicks off with a story about the Spanish coach of Equatorial Guinea's national football team.
Coach Androni Goikoetxea remains in charge of the Equatorial Guinea football team as they prepare for the 2015 Orange Africa Cup of Nations. The Equatorial Guinea Football Federation president Dominic Ejang told the media in Malabo. He dispelled speculation that either Nigerian Stephen Keshi or former Ghanaian coach Milovan Rajevac will take charge of the team for the Nations Cup as Goikoetxea's contract expires at the end of this month. Ejang clarified that it is too late to contract a new coach and that the current coach will continue to serve until the end of the Nations Cup to be staged in Equatorial Guinea from the 17th of January. The Equatorial Guinea team is currently in a training camp in Lisbon, Portugal, preparing for the Nations Cup. In women's football, African champions Nigeria Super Falcons are the most improved African women's team, while South Africa's Banyana Banyana have slipped by the widest margin, according to the latest FIFA rankings released in Zurich, Switzerland. Nigeria ranked 32nd, Ghana are 50th, Cameroon 52nd, Equatorial Guinea 54th, South Africa 60th, Ivory Coast 65th, Algeria is 77th, and are immediately followed by Morocco, then Tunisia, while Egypt are 87th. Turning to athletics, Alex Kibet and Abraham Kapsis Kipyatich secured a 1-2 Kenyan triumph in the men's race at the IAAF Cross Country Permit Meet in Brussels, Belgium, while 19-year-old newfound Sheila Chepngetich Keter triumphed over the British Commonwealth Games 1500-meter champion Faith Kipyegon in a Kenyan 1-2 victory in the women's race. I'm Mark Ouma in Johannesburg, South Africa.
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live, anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed.
voanews.com.
VOA.
I encourage our VOA listeners with internet access to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America!
And if you check out my Facebook page today, Tuesday, you'll see a photo of Houston Rockets star James Harden, who, as I mentioned earlier, is the leading scorer in the National Basketball Association. Harden is shown shooting over Portland's Allen Crabb and Houston's victory Monday night. If you scroll down my Facebook page, you'll also see a few Christmas cards I've received from our loyal Voice of America listeners. Let me give three shout-outs for three of those card senders. Magnus Chisholm Onwadiwe, the humble apostle of the Sunny Side of Sports, sent me my first Christmas card from Owerri, Nigeria. The Sunny Side of Sports is truly an international show. I also received a Christmas card from Grant Skinner in London, England. And let's give one more shout-out for Richard Chen, who sent me holiday greetings from Trinidad and Tobago. Finally, this like father, like son basketball tidbit. Cleveland Cavaliers star LeBron James has shared a short video on social media that shows off his 10-year-old son's basketball skills. LeBron Jr. can be seen tearing up the opposing defense, passing the ball and scoring in a style very reminiscent of his father. And Kim, I know they had that saying, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. Maybe a better saying, the basketball doesn't fall too far from the tree.
Exactly. I think he's on his way to being a big pro basketball player.